sorry the way I posed it, but it really is from the Marashdam, a little bit different. So to make it contemporary is that we've had the case that Reuven Yeshimon to take the suitcase, take this object with him. He's traveling somewhere as a shomachina. Well, I'm not going to pay you, but please take this to Eretz Yisrael, to wherever you're going with me on the plane. So Shimon took it on the plane, and he then got off the plane to do something, and he left the Shia. He left the suitcase on the plane when he was getting off to do what he had to do. In the meantime, the plane got hijacked, and everything got destroyed in the plane. They let the people out and they blew it up. So the Shimon chayev to pay Reuven for the suitcase that he negligently left on board. Right, that's the question. The Marashdan in his time had a similar shaila. Was a vote that someone was Shimon was supposed to take something on the boat for Reuven, and Shimon got off the boat, left the merchandise unguarded. In the meantime, pirates came and captured the boat and emptied everything off the boat. So his shaila was, is Shimon responsible to pay Reuven the value of the objects in the boat? Okay, so let's see the sugyas, and then we'll see if we could fit it in. So the first sugya we'll see is on Mem Beis Amud Aleph. I have part of it here on the handout. How gave the Afkin Zuzi gave five? There was someone, Reuven gave some money to Shimon to watch. So Usvina Bitsrifa to Orbani, Shimon put it, the Shomer put it in a hut made of Orbani, of a Ravus, Rashidar Ravus, so they're reeds. So that's a place that could easily burn down. If you're watching something, you have to make sure it doesn't get burned down, burnt up. You have to make sure that it doesn't get stolen. So he put it in a place where it could easily get burned up. But what happened was even if it got stolen. So Amar Rav Yossi, Rav Yossi said, Avagad Gilin Ganvi Nitzi Rusahi, even though in relation to theft, this was a good shmira, right? A robber is hidden from robber's view just as well if it's in a hut of reeds or if it's in a brick house. Why should the robber have thought to go there? So even though for a geneva that should be called onus, the Inyan Nura she used to hear was a pshia legave washing it from fire. So he lost the pshia itself of the onus. So the beginning was pshia, the end was onus. So he's chayiv. That's the first version. The second version says Yigadami Avagal Dilin Nura she used to hear, even though he was pshia for fire. Leon Gandhi, it's Yerushalayim, but for theft, it was a good Shemira. But he lost the Bshia, but self of the onus, Pater. And if the beginning is a Bshia, and the end is an onus, so then he's Pater. And the Gemara concludes, like we always say, Hilchasad Alochas, he lost the Bshia, the self of the onus, Chayiv. If the beginning was a Bshia, and the end was an onus, he's Chayiv. So that's Aloch Lamaisa, it's Paskin Shulchan Aruch. We have on the other side of the hand, Reish Tadi Aleph, Siv Bav. It's a Befeish Alocha. It brings this case. In Pasha, if he was Pasheya, Lashamra Kiroi, Linyan Achi, he didn't watch it properly relative to one aspect. Afalisha of himself never had the onus, even though at the end it got lost as an onus. Linyan Achir in another way. Another way it got Nenas. So Khoshi, Pasheya, he's called a Pasheya, the Chayil Hashem, and he has to pay. And then he brings this case from the Gemara. Right, so that's Allah for the Maisa, that even though the end there was an onus, who would have thought the robber would think of looking into that hut? But you didn't have a good shmira to start with, you didn't have it guarded against fire, so the person is chayav. Now there's another gemara that we have to see, and that's on Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Itmar Pashaba, the shomer was posheya, he's watching an animal. So if the shomer was posheya v'yotza la'agam, and it ran out to the swamp, and it died of natural causes over there. It didn't slip on the water over there. It just died. It had a heart attack. So Abaye mishmei Rabba Amr. So Machlok is what Rabba holds. So Abaye holds in the name of Rabba Chayiv. The Shomer is Chayiv because he was Posheya. Rabba mishmei Rabba Amr. But Rabba says in the name of Rabba, he's Potter. So the Gemara first explains Abaye's reason. In the handout, I skipped to Rava. We pass him like Rava. That's the way we all post him. The Rif brings someone who wants to pass him like Abaye, but he concludes like Rava, and everyone passes like Rava. So Rava, Mishmei de Rava Amar. Rava is elaborating on his Shita. He says he's Potter. And he says, "Kol dayan nadilon doin pi adin." Any dayan that judges differently, that la dayanu, he is not a good dayan. Because lami boi lamanda omar chilasa b'shiva self of onus plater. Not only according to that shita which we don't hold like the other version in daf mem beis that holds chilasa b'shiva self of onus is plater. That plater that here will be plater. Elafil lamanda mechayv, even according to one who holds his chayv like we hold. That we hold chilasa b'pshia, the self of onus is chayiv. Over here is pater. My time. What's the reason? Damina, because we say malachamos malihacha malihasam. What's the difference? So the malachamos, the animal was going to die. It doesn't make a difference if it was here in the house or out there in the swamp. Either way, it was going to die. The Gemara wants to say that according to Abayah, because there the swamp was different. But the Gemara is saying according to Rav, there's no difference in the air quality. The malachamos could have killed the animal in both cases. Right, that's the Gemara's conclusion. So from this, the Rif explains, and all the Rishonim, this is the way it comes out in Halacha, that even though we hold Chilasa v'Shia, V'Sofa v'Onus is Chayiv, that's only if the Onus can be tied to the Pshia. Like the case of Shrifa d'Orvini, that case where he put the money in a hut, if he had not put the money in the hut, the Ganav wouldn't have taken it, because it wouldn't have been there. So even though the loss wasn't a direct result of the thing he was posheya in, but we could tell you, look, you were posheya. If you had not been posheya, this onus wouldn't have happened, and because of that, he's chayiv. Right? If you were not posheya, putting the money out there in that hut where it could get burnt up, there would have been no ganav there. It wouldn't have gotten taken. So that's where we said he lost the shiva self of onus is chayiv. But over here, what are we going to tell them? If you are not posheya, and you had not let the animal run away into the swamp, it wouldn't have died. That's not true. It would have died either way. Right? Mali malachamavis, mali hocha, mali hosam. What's the difference where the malachamavis goes? The animal is ready to die. It reaches the time when it's going to die. It doesn't matter where it is. So the Gemara concludes, and this is also Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. This is in Siv Tes, in the Reish Sadi Aleph. Pasha Hashomer, if the Shomer was Pasheya, Veloshomer Abayim HaKaroi, he did not wash it properly. V'yotza Le'akim, went out to the swamp. V'meitha Shom Kedarka, and it died there, a natural death. He's Pater. Apa Pishat Chilosev Ipshia Linyim Ze'evim Ugenavim, even though he was Pasheya, by letting it run loose, it could get stolen there, it could get eaten up by wolves. Being Tarfa Ze'evim Nignava Misham, and if it had gotten torn up by a wolf there or got stolen, ho yachayv, yivichayv, because that's a shia. Achsha shemesa kedarka, now that it died on its own, it died a natural death, it's pater, he's pater. Shlogarma la yitziyasa, because you can't say his shia ended up in such a onus to happen, because it would have died anywhere. Right, so that's the smag, when that's first halacha, and Zivav brings this halacha that chilasa b'shia, self of onus, only applies where you could link. You could link the onus to the pshia, like the typical case, the Gemara's case of Shrifa d'Orvini, that if not for the shomer putting the money out there in that hut of aravas, that reed hut, the robber would not have gotten it from there. In this case, where there's an animal dying, it has nothing to do with his pshia. It's a completely new, it's a completely separate event that happened, nothing to do with his pshia. So in that case, the halacha is that he's pater, he's an onus. Right? That's simple. Right? That this is a clear halacha, undisputed, that we first saw what we passed in Tchilas of Shia of Sof of Onus is chayav, but that's only talking in a case where you can tie the onus to what the shomer did. The shomer's pshia led to that onus, so that's why he's chayav. And the way the Rif's Lashon, the way he explains it is Hilkach. Even though an onus happened, mechayiv is still chayiv. Daminan, because we say he loved the pashava linin halu. If he had not been pasheya in that act of putting it out in the hut, midi achrini rava matilei onsa. That onus wouldn't have happened to it. The halu onsa digineva. That onus of digineva machmas shiusa lenurahu came about because of the pshia of the fire. L'hachi chai, that's why he's chai. It's a l'nacha kiri boile. He didn't watch it like he should have. Right? That's the lesson of the Rif. Because of his pshia, that's how the onus came about. Right, so the onus came about as a direct result of his kshiyah. So that, there it says, in the case of the hut. But in the case of the animal dying in the swamp, you can't say the death of the animal, that onus, occurred because of his kshiyah. That had nothing to do with kshiyah. The animal was ready to die. It was when it just, that's the svara of the Rif, and that's passing in Shulchan Aruch. Now the Rif asks Akasha, from this third Gemara I have on the handout. Bamatsiya Tzadi Gimel Amadeis. The Rif asks, if his Yesod is right, if his principle is right, that when the onus is not a result of the Pshia, we don't say he's Chayiv, we consider it like an independent onus, so what do you do with this Gemara in Bamatsiya? Roa is a brisa. Roa shahaya roa. There was a shepherd tending his flock. Vihiniach edro, and he left the flock of Olir to go town to do something. Baze'e v'tara. A wolf came and tore up the animal. Vavar rivadaras, or a lion came and trampled it. Ein omrim, we don't say ilohaya sham hayamatzil, that if the shepherd had been there, he would have saved the animal. We don't say automatically, oh, he would have chased away the lion or the wolf. Elohantim, so we assess him. If he's strong in Yochel Hatzel, if he would have been able to save the animal, so then he's Chayav because he was Pashaya and leaving. Im Lav. But if he would have not been able to save that animal, so then he's Patsy because he couldn't have done anything. So the Gemara goes back and forth. What's the case? Did he have a right to leave? Did he not have a right to leave? What was going on? Why did he leave? So Rabba explains over there, is talking, why is he Chayav? The old be in the Delilah Inchi is talking where there's a certain time when the shepherds go in to daven mincha, to eat lunch, whatever they do, and he went not during that time. He was posheya by going that, and that's why we're saying that's why he's going to be chayiv if he could have saved it. So, fact the Gemara, Abaye asks, "Ihachi amai pater? Why is he pater in a case where he couldn't have saved the animal?" He lost the pshia of a self of onus chayiv. We hold that if the beginning was the pshia, and you're saying it's a pshia for him walking into the city at the wrong time, even though it ends up as an onus, he couldn't have saved the animal, he should be chayiv. So Gemara says the Shama Ka'ari of all, the reason he left, even though he left not during the right time, but he left for a good reason because he heard the lion coming, that's why he ran away. So that's why he's patur. Unless he could have saved the lion, then he saved the animal, then he shouldn't have run away. If it was a small lion, he shouldn't have run away. So from this Gemara we see clearly that you have the shepherd, and we're saying if he left at a time when he shouldn't have gone into the city, it's the time when normally the shepherds stay in the fields, and he left at the wrong time. So even though what happens later is an onus, right? It's an onus that the lion comes. Who would expect the lion to come? And even though he couldn't have saved the animal from the lion, the Gemara says he's chayiv. Right? It's only in this case that we said he ran away because the lion was coming. That's why he was patur. But if he had gone away bipshia, he was posheya in going away. He shouldn't have gone into town. The Gemara is saying, this is the way Abaye is explaining his kasha, and that's the way he would paskin. Rabba seems to agree with him. So Abaye is saying that if he had gone into the town when he should not have gone into town, even though a lion came that he could not have saved the animal from, he'll still be chayiv because it's chilas of pshia v'self of onus, because it was beginning pshia, the end is an onus, and he's chayiv. But the Rif asks the kasha, if we say that the rule of chilas of pshia v'self of onus only applies where the onus is a direct result of your pshia, like the case of the hut, because you put the money in that reed hut, that's why the ganav got it from there, even though it wasn't a pshia lagabi the ganav, it's because you put it there, that's how he got it. But in the case where the animal died in the swamp, we said he wasn't chai because the animal could die in the swamp, it could die in his own dalet ames, nothing would have made a difference, even though he was pshia there, he said he's pater. So in this case also the Rif asked, and all the Rishonim, we should say that even though he was pshia in the beginning, even though the beginning was a pshia, he shouldn't have gone into the city when he went in, the fact that there's an onus afterwards that he couldn't have done anything about, even if he had been here, he wouldn't have been able to save the lion. That's what the Brisa says. We assess that if he would not had been able to save the lion, he'd be pata. And on that, Abaya says that if he went in a time he shouldn't have gone, he'd be chayiv. So why should he be chayiv? He couldn't have done anything anyway. This onus, what's the difference to the lion? If the shepherd is here or the shepherd is in town, either way, the lion's going to eat up the animal. The Rif answers, see if you catch the names here. This is Abaya and Rabba talking. And if you recall, when we spoke out the Gemara in Lamed Vav, there was a machlokus. Abaya in the name of Rabba held that one way, and Rabba, Mishmei de Rabba, held the other. It was Rabba who held that we make this difference between whether the onus was a result of the pshia or not. Right? Rabba is the one that held the case where it ran out to the swamp and it died there, that he's pater. But Abaya held he was chayiv, because Abaya doesn't make a chiluk between whether the onus is a result of the pshia or not. He doesn't say that svara, the malchamavs would have killed it either way. He holds, Abaya in Daf Lamed Vav holds, that you always say chilasa b'pshia b'sof v'onus is chayiv. So the Gemara in Tzadi Gimel is Abaya and Rabba l'shitasam, who don't make a chiluk between whether the onus was a result of the pshia or not. So they hold that you have to say it's talking where he ran away, not as a pshia, because if it was a pshia, he'd be chayiv across the board. But the Rif says we hold not like Abaya Rava, just like we passing like Rava in Lamed Gimel, Lamed Vav, will paskin not like Abaya and Rava on Sadi Gimel, and that Gemara is not a leave of the Hilchasa. But Einachinami, even if he went in at a time when he shouldn't have gone in, and it was wrong for him to leave, and it was a pshia, since what can you do? The lion comes. There's no difference if the lion is an urgent to the lion. If I'm here, I'm not here. Either way, I couldn't attack the lion. So the Rif paskins that not like the Gemara ends up. He says that Gemara is not a leave of the Hilchas, and Halacha really should be that that just like the case of just like by Misa, we say there's no difference to the Malchamomas whether the animal is in the swamp or the animal is home. The same thing, there's no difference to the lion whether I'm here and I couldn't chase it away, or I'm not here and it eats up the animal. Either way, the Shomer will be potter. Right, that's what the Rif paskins. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. This is the Shulchan Aruch Chasif Yud Beis paskins. Mamash is halacha, the Shamachinam that left the Behemah and he went to the city and it got eaten up. If he went in a time when the Bnei Adam shouldn't go in, we see that if he could have saved the animal, he's chayev, and if not, he's pater. So if he could have saved the animal, he's chayev, and if not, pater. Why? Because he lost the b'shiyah v'sofa b'onus. Since if he had been there, he couldn't have saved it anyway, he's pater. Because even though we say chilas b'shiyah v'sofa b'onus normally is chayev, but over here, what could he have done? The onus is not a result of the b'shiyah. So he passed in like Rava, and the Rav says that's why we'll pass in the case of the shepherd also, that he'll be pater, since the lion, he couldn't have done anything with the lion anyway. Now the Nehuka Yosef brings the Ravid. The way he quotes the Ravid is not the way the others. He says the Ravid holds. The Ravid answered the same kasha, like you were. The Rush answers like you're answering, and they say the Ravid means the same thing. Two answers. First of all, I'll say what you said first. The pasuk says, "Merachem chilchem yi al kochayas haaretz." So even though when the lion's there, you can't do anything with the lion, but there's halacha that animals are scared of humans. So maybe if the shepherd had been there, the lion wouldn't have attacked. And then he says, or maybe even if you don't hold that doesn't apply to a lion, but we know David HaMelech, there's a pasuk says, Gamesa Ariv Es Adov Hika Atacha. David HaMelech said he was able to beat up a lion and a bear. So we see that happens, that humans sometimes can b'derech neis attack an animal and defeat an animal. So the Ravid, the way the Poskim and the Torah understands, agrees with this Rush, that's why over there in Sadi Gimel we're making this chiluk. You said that what's the difference if the shepherd's there or not there? Either way, the lion, he couldn't have done anything to stop the lion from attacking. So the Rush says maybe he could have. Maybe if he had been there, he would have, number one, a nace would have happened and he would have beat up the lion. Or maybe the lion wouldn't have come if he had been there, because animals are afraid to come when humans are around. So that's two ways of looking at the Gemara. I mean, it's interesting ways the way it comes out. That according to the Rif, he's saying the Gemara is not a leave of the Hilchasa. When the Gemara says he's only pater if he went in when people normally go in, because the lion was roaring, that's why he went in. The Ravid says no. The Gemara is a leave of the Hilchasa. it's only by a malach lamavis, when an animal dies there, what can you do to stop the animal from dying? If it was in your house, it would have died, and if it's over there, it would have died. It's like a, it's a exclusive meal. There's no other parallels to it. The only case which is excluded from the halacha tchilas of shiur sof bonus is death. You can't stop anything, an animal from dying. But anything else, you could have done something. You would have saved the animal with a, when you would have misgabber and chased the lion away. You would have done something. So anyway, so what are we passing? So what are we passing in this halacha? Now, so far, the first two halachas are clear. Normally, tchilas of shiur of sof bonus is chayiv. If the onus happened not because of the pshia, right, the animal went to the swamp and died, for sure he's pater because of al-chamavas, mali-lacha, mali-os, and you couldn't stop it from dying if it was in front of you either. If it slipped in the swamp, so then of course he's chai. But if it just died from a heart attack, it wouldn't make a difference. This in-between case is a machlokus. This in-between case where it doesn't seem likely that you could have done anything. It doesn't seem likely that the onus was a result of your pshia, because even if you had been here, what could you have done? Except maybe al derech neis. So that's a machlokus, the Rif and the Rambam holds like him also, against the Ravid and the Rosh. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins stam like the Rif and the Rambam. The Sma says, even though the Ravid disagrees, so we go like the Beis Yosef, who paskins like the Rif and the Rambam. The Shach says, even though the Nemuka Yosef Paskin and the Mechaber Paskin like the Rif of the Rambam, the Madoni Melech, he means the Papul Charif on the Rif over there, the Madoni Melech, the Tosef Yontif, he got, there was Malshinus against him, and he got put in jail, so he had to change the names of his Svarim. Madoni Melech, he's acting like a king, they thought he was trying to rebel, so he changed the names of his Svarim to Madoni Yontif, and so the Shach still calling Madoni Melech. But it's really the Papul of Haripta over there. And he says, the Bach, they agreed to the tour. And then in parentheses, the new Shulchan Aruch didn't get that far, so I'm not sure who the parentheses are over here. But the parentheses say it's going to be Amasim Chaveir all of Araya. And then he brings that in the Halach Lashomer Sachar, the Ramah brings the Ravid. So first he says, maybe Shemachin is going to be different than Shomer Sachar, but he concludes there's no difference. The Shach Lamais at the end, Paskins like the Ravid. And he holds that the same svara, that this svara of, right, the second case, that the onus doesn't, when the onus isn't a result of the pshia your pater, that's limited to the case of misa, because you can't stop an animal from dying. But in this case over here, where the shepherd was out in the, if the shepherd had been out the field, he might have chased away the lion, and maybe he would have. It wouldn't have happened, or maybe the line wouldn't have come to start with because he was standing there. So that's the machlokus, Shach and Shulchan Aruch, what to do with this machlokus, Rif and Ravid. Now that's all background. Now let's see some of the cases that happened l'maisa. So the Marashdam. Well, we started with the Marashdam's case, which is the case that we made more contemporary, that in the Marashdam's case, Shimon was watching Reuven's suitcase on the boat, and he was bipshia, went off the boat and just left the suitcase there. Let's say he took his suitcase off, but he didn't want to leave his there, but Reuven's he left on the boat. And he was posheya. In the meantime, the pirates came and ransacked the boat and chased everyone off board, and everything was lost. So the Marashdam had the shaila, is Shimon chayiv to pay Reuven? We said contemporary terms, an airplane, and he left the airplane, left the suitcase on, and the airplane gets hijacked, and everything is lost. Does Shimon have to pay Reuven for that pshia? Right, so what would you say, based on what we've learned?
Only if you say that maybe that's what happened, or the Rambo that maybe
right, so,
scared him.
So the Marashdam says like this. The Marashdam says, even though according to, he does say it would apply. He says, even though according to the Ravid, we would say that even though the Ravid says it only applies to the Malach HaMavas, so first he says, since it's a Machlokas HaPoskim, whenever in Chosh Mishul we have a Machlokas HaPoskim, you can't force me to pay. I could say Kimli, I hold like the Rif. And he says, especially it is the Rif. And then he says at the end, he says, Kosh came over here, maybe this is like Misa. Because he says over here, there were this, I didn't put this in the printout. He said there are people here. There are people that were trying to stop the pirates from coming in, and they couldn't. So what would he have done?
He wouldn't have been able to do anything different.
I think that's what he's saying. Whereas he seems to, if not for the Maharashtam, and we're going to see the Maharshach seems to disagree in that. The Maharashtam seems to, like, why don't I say, you know, those four, the people on the boat, they didn't have zechuyos to do a nace. But if you had been there, maybe a nace would have happened to you. Maybe you would have been zochet to have that nace. And the raya is, where do we get this whole thing of nace from? It's really Gemara at the end of Amitzi, in the ninth parak, that is halacha, that if I am your sharecropper and I'm hired to plant your field and I neglected to plant your field, but what happened anyway was that it was a terrible year, it was no rain and nothing grew at all. The Gemara says, maybe you would have, your zchus would have had it grow, and the Gemara brings this pasuk from David HaMelech. Right, so we see, even though other people try, but maybe you have a special zchus. Right, so that's what I would have understood the Raiva. The Raiva is saying, there might have been other shepherds here, and they couldn't do anything, but if you had been there, you would have had the zchus, like David HaMelech, to scare the lion, to defeat the lion. It wouldn't work for a Morach, and the Chichon Yael called I'll call out the name. I wouldn't work for that because there are other people there. But maybe if you're talking about the nace, maybe you would have caused the nace. So the Maharashtam, either he's not understanding like that, or he makes a chilek between a lion and something that's really then b'nei Adam. You have people here attacking, and what can you do? What you know, reasonably could you have done? You can't have one person attack 20 pirates, right? So that's what the Maharashtam says. The Maharashtam paskin lemaisa over here that since it's a machlokes, it's kimli. And he says it could be that even the Ravid would agree that it doesn't apply. And this Prat, I'll tell you this new halacha, this new case of the Maharashach's case, and which is another detail that we have over here in this halacha, Tchilas of Shiva Sofa Va'onis. The Shach brings this Maharashach. So his shaila was, they had some type of mall. A lot of stores were all together. And the minhag was that if the storekeeper had to go away for something, they would leave the door open and it wouldn't be such a terrible thing, it was safe, and they would leave for a little while and come back. So this doorkeeper happened to be watching Reuven's property. In fact, there was really a Shomer Sach, he was selling it for him, but he's responsible for it. And he left in the middle of the day for a little while, and in the meantime, there was the soldiers came. Soldiers came to go to war, and they were picking up provisions from the different stores. They went to this store, and that's where the stores where there were people there, and then they went out to an empty store. They went in and took some things. And Reuven came back and said to Shimon, if you had stayed at the store, you hadn't gone into town, I would still have my stuff. You were a poshe. And Shimon says that he was an honest. What could I have done? They took from all the other stores. They would have taken from me also. So this Maharashach says, he doesn't make this chilek between, he says that this is dependent on the machlokas. First, he has other tainus, how the Ravid and the Rif really learned the sugya, but he doesn't make the chilek that's saying that, well, over here there were other people there, and they didn't save him, so you wouldn't have saved him either. He says that might have been a taina, except he says another issue. He says, and this is a big chiddush, and the Shach disagrees with it, he says that even though we say tchilas of b'shiya v'sofa b'onis is chayav, that's only talking if the onus is an onus that should normally happen. If it's an onus, an unavoidable, but it's something that's shchiach, it's onus that's shchiach, something that could happen. But who would think that you go away for a half hour, leave the store, and soldiers are going to come on their way to war and take things out? That's an onus which is completely unexpected. And the Maharashach says, so you, the whole Ravid and Rif doesn't apply here anymore. Because even if it was a real case of tchilas of the pshia, the self of onus, it was a real onus tied to the pshia. But if the onus is so unexpected, it's so unbelievable, such a thing could happen. It's so unusual for it to happen.
Unforeseeable.
So in that case, you're not chayav. The Shach says he disagrees with the Maharashach. He disagrees with it. But the Machane Ephraim, he ends up that he says that it's a machlokas, but he says, at first he agrees with the Maharashach, and I'll just tell you the halach he says based on it to make it a little sharper. He says that, and like in Eretz Yisrael, in the summer it never rains. So you would say that if you leave something, you're washing someone's cake. So you don't have to worry about leaving it outside because it's not going to rain. But you do have to worry about leaving it outside because maybe someone will take it. So suppose you left it outside, Bipshia, and what happened was it rained. In the middle of the summer, it rained. So the Machlef Raim says that according to the Maharshach, you'll be potter. Even though over here, certainly, it's because you were Poshaya, it's because you're Shia, you left it outside. And that's why you got rained upon. That's a typical case of Tchilas of Shia of Sofavonis. That's Mamash like the case he left it in the hut, and where it was a Shia through fire, but what happened was it got stolen. So here also, it was Mamash Tchilas of Shia of Sofavonis. You were Poshaya and leaving it out outside, but the onus happened that it rained. So he says you'll still be pater according to the Maharshach, because it's such an unusual onus that it should rain in the summer in Eretz Yisrael, in the season when it never rains and it rained. So according to the Maharshach, he'd be pater, right? So then he says it could be that he makes a machlokas rishonim out of the shamish, but also says it's a machlokas rishonim. So that's just like another nekuda in what we're talking about over here. They don't say yet. But I would say in the case of the Maharashtam, by not saying he probably disagrees with the Maharashach, but the Maharashtam's case, where the pirates come and take the stuff from the boat, that certainly is an unusual thing. We'll assume that's unusual. And that would be, even if you wanted to say that this is a typical Tchilas B'Shiva Sofa B'Onus case, but if it's an Onus that's not Shchiach, he'd be Pater, according to the Maharashach. So just summing up, let's talk about the case of the hijacking, and then we'll see all the halachas as we review the case. So Reuven gives Shimon the package to take as a Shamar Chinam to Eretz Yisrael. Shimon takes it on the airplane, and he's Bipshia, leaves the plane and leaves it unattended. In the meantime, the plane gets hijacked. So first of all, we learned the halachas chilas to Bipshia, the self of Aonis is chayiv. A normal case where your Bipshia resulted in an Aonis, you're chayiv. But we learned that if it's something that would have happened either way, whether I was here or not, right, the malach, he let the animal go out to the swamp and it died there, so there we said he's potter, because you can't tie the onus to the pshia. It was a completely separate, it was a separate thing. There, it wasn't chilas to pshia v'self of onus, it was chilas to pshia, he did a pshia. But then something happened, an onus happened, not related to the pshia. In that case, everyone holds he's potter. We had a machlokas, the Ravid and the Riv, if that kula extends to a case where not a malachim avos you're facing with a case where under normal circumstances, even if you had been there, the onus would have occurred. Or do we say, well, if you had been there, you would have done a nace would have happened, you could have done something very strong and chased it away. That was the machlokas, the Ravid and the Riv. In this case of the hijackers, if he had been on board, he would have subdued the hijackers. Well, the way the Maharashtam said that he wants to say that even the rival would agree, because, you know, maybe if there's a lion, you could beat a lion. But you have hijackers, and you had 100 people on board, and they couldn't do anything. What could you have done? You couldn't have done anything. And the way I'm understanding the Maharashtam, it could be that you would have that tiny of the rival. Maybe your schus would have had all the hijackers run away when they see you, because they see your hadras pandem or something. Maybe you would have done something to save them. But even if you want to say that there is this machlokas, the Ravid and the Rif over here, but to force Shimon to pay, Shimon could say, Kimli like the Rif. I hold like the Rif who holds that we don't say a nace could have happened and I could have chased them away. And even if you want to hold like the Ravid, I hold like the way the Maharashtam understands the Ravid, that he says the Ravid wouldn't apply here because there were other people here and they couldn't stop the hijackers. So what do you expect me to do? What could I have done? I couldn't have done any better than they could have done. In addition to that, there's the third svara, the Maharshach, even though the Shach disagrees with it, but the Maharshach says that even if the onus is tied to the Pshia, but if the onus was something completely unexpected that no one would have believed such a thing would happen, hijackings are, even nowadays, considered unexpected, otherwise people wouldn't fly. It's still unexpected. I think it's still an honest gomor. So that's a further defense that Shimon would have, even if you want to say that you hold like the Ravid, and the Ravid would apply here the way the Maharshach seems to understand it, because your schus would have saved the plane from the hijackers. But Shimon could still tie in a even though Chilas B'Shiyah B'Sof Chayiv B'Sof Vanis is Chayiv, but something so unexpected like this, something so unbelievable that there should be a hijacking on the plane that I get on, is something no one would have thought of. So in this case, even though we might not pass him like the Ma'ar Shach, but certainly he could say, Kimli, I hold like the Ma'ar Shach, like the Machan Ephraim seems to hold, and the Shar Mishpat brings it as a Shita also, and I think Shimon would have a good case.